Joined now by Preds TV analyst Chris Mason, who, by the way, played in net with Pekka. So, Chris, last night you got a little emotional, it seemed like, on the broadcast when Pekka won number 300. What did you feel last night when he won that game?
I'm just so happy for him. I mean, you know, when you know somebody and you play with somebody and you know the type of person that they are, you know, we all know how great of a goaltender he is, and it makes it that much more special, the fact that he's such a ambassador for this team, for this city. We couldn't ask for a better representative, and he's one of the most genuine people I've ever met in my life. So to see him embrace that moment, and obviously it was, you know, he didn't know it was just a really in the moment type of reaction, and it was just a beautiful thing.
As a goalie, I mean, I think we can all agree that they played maybe better in front of him than they've ever played, just trying to get him that 300th win. As a goalie, how much do you appreciate that?
Oh, man. You know, and Pekka, he's the first to, you know, he deflects all praise to his teammates and to the fans, and he's just such a good guy. But last night, the guys put on a special effort. I mean, San Jose, they're one of the top teams in the league in the last eight games or whatever it is. They're beating teams left and right, and they came in to the building last night. The guys got off to a great start. Of course, San Jose, they have a very talented team, big pushback, and then the guys picked it up to next levels, and I don't know. I don't think I've seen them that dominant this whole season. That was pretty impressive.
Chris, in a locker room like that prior to the game, will there be somebody that will say, hey, let's do this for Pekka? Or is it kind of everybody just knows it? We got to go out and play better than we ever have.
Well, I think there was, you know, I think there might have been some chatter about it. Peter might have mentioned it in his pregame. I don't know. I'm sure the guys knew about it, most of them anyway. And then you know, when there's a guy and you have a teammate like Pekka, guys would literally lie down in front of a train for him. It's just, he's that type of person. So he's bailed them out on so many occasions, and he's done it for years and years, over a decade. And if they have an opportunity to pay him back with an effort like that, I think every one of them would do it every single time all over again. And that's what made that even more special, because the guys really dug down and they really turned that game into a no-doubter against a very good team.
You're probably one of the few people in Nashville that could answer this question, but what in your mind makes Pekka a great goalie?
It's his mind. His mind and his heart. He has passion and a work ethic like no other. And his demand on himself and his performances, he's his harshest critic. And he works. The thing that people always talk about Pekka when they come to the team or if they haven't seen him before is they've never seen a work ethic like him, especially from a guy that plays as many games as he does. The way that he works in practice, the way that he took the ownership in the last few years to change parts of his game and evolve, you know, to the way the game's being played now, and now he's doing it at elite levels. I just can't really say enough good things about the guy. And every single guy that's ever played with Pekka would say the same thing.
Chris Mason, our guest, Preds TV analyst, former Preds goalie. So what's crazy is, I, you know, just having been older, I remember when the Titans came here and they had Steve McNair and Eddie George. And ever since they haven't had those guys, even 10 years later, 15 years later, fans are looking back on it going, God, when we had Steve McNair and Eddie George. What would you tell the fans now about the appreciation for Pekka, knowing that it could be like that in 10 or 15 years of, man, when they had Pekka, this is what it was like? What would you tell the fans about where they are right now with this team?
I would just say, you got to just, and it looks like they are, and last year in the playoffs, really enjoy it. Really enjoy this. You know, you see organizations, they go through windows, and you see Chicago, they had a great run, but eventually, you know, those declines and rises, and you never know when it's going to come or when it's going to end. We have a special team. We have a special group of guys. That's why I love doing my job this year, because not only because they're a good hockey team, but they've got a lot of good people in that locker room. They're all character people, and I know that's a number one priority for, you know, the Nashville Predators organization, and you have one of the guys of highest character and integrity in Pecorine, and he's the, you know, the Predator, I think, that will go down as a legend in this town, as the Steve McNair and Eddie George. He's that guy.
Chris, the Blues on Sunday. I'm expecting it to feel like a playoff game because of the special start time and the nationally televised audience and the fact that the Blues have not beaten the Preds this year and the Preds fans know it. So what do we think about St. Louis on Sunday, 11 a.m. special start time?
Yeah, they have to – I mean, I expect them to come in because – if you remember, and I'm sure you do, last time they came in, they played two almost perfect periods against the Preds. They had them on the ropes. They had that game for the taking, and the Preds ended up coming back from a three-goal deficit. So if I'm St. Louis, I got to be pretty angry at themselves of how that game unfolded in that third period. So they have a statement to make because eventually, I don't know how the standings, but as it looks right now, they might have to go through each other at some point in the playoffs, and you don't want to go the whole season without beating a team. Mentally, in your dressing room, you have to create that belief. So I expect them to come in and play one of their best games, but I also expect the Predators. They need to, you know, keep the foot on the gas in that season series, and they've got that momentum right now, and they've got that mental advantage.
Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst. Chris, we appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
that's
Chris.
Great having me. Thank you, Floyd.
Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, joining us here on the show.